Whatever its literary merits, the 9/11 Commission Report is a runaway hit. The $10 book is the top-selling title on Amazon.com, and publisher W.W. Norton is ordering another 200,000 copies. But who gets the profits from the report's sales? Here's Slate's Andy Bowers with an explainer.
Who gets the money? A very lucky, as yet undetermined charity. Of course, that's assuming that the report actually makes a profit. Despite its blockbuster sales, there's no guarantee that Norton will ever make a dime from the report. The publisher struck an unusual deal with the 9/11 Commission back in May. Norton agreed to issue the paperback version of the report on the day of its public release. An indexed hardcover edition will follow. Norton did not pay for the publishing rights, but had to foot the steep bill for a rush printing and shipping job. That's because to prevent leaks, the Commission didn't hand over the manuscript until the last possible moment. The Commission and Norton also agreed on the book's rather low cover price of $10, making it that much harder to turn a profit. And, of course, the Commission's own website offers a downloadable copy of the report for free. If and when Norton breaks even, the publisher has vowed to donate all further proceeds to charity, although the charity has not yet been selected. The publishing deal prohibits the report's authors, that is, the Commission members, from receiving any royalties for their work.
Andy Bowers is a Slate senior editor. You can send your news-related explainer questions to explainer@npr.org.